Roger. Well, thanks for that. You're 58 going up to 9 knots, Roger, and a bit of fuel speed, Gary. I'm actually quite surprised the signal's that good because the antenna's down at 20 feet. We've had up to 70-odd mile an hour winds down here, Roger.
Yeah, I've been keeping an eye on the weather also, Tony. Yeah, it's been pretty bad in the UK. But I think this is something to be on in the UK, United Kingdom. I think with the global warming and climate change, whether we like it or not, I think we have to learn to live with it and get more flood defences up, etc, etc. But yeah, I don't really need to fire into any of you, so we get strong winds here as well. We're quite high up, but and exposed, so we get quite a lot of high winds, but I don't have got a wire antenna up, so the only thing I have to do is get out and get the start function. In the winter time, when it's windy here, I just have a whole pile of garden furniture in the, under the canopy, and a whole bunch of stray cats shelving as well. So that's what
I'm doing. No problems at all. That's quite different. So do the cats do the SWR well on the antenna?
Yeah, I think they stay away from that when they're running 800 watts, but they soon come back when they smell food, that's for sure. Yeah, I don't think, if you ever want to see cats, Titus is the place to come, they're just everywhere. We lost our own cat. We brought a cat out here with us to Scotland and took that over just before Christmas. And by New Year's Day, we had a little cat in the house. So, and we just rescued a stray. So, the wind out here, it's because it's so exposed, it's very strange. Even going out on the bike, it's strange. There's just no, you know, in the UK, you go down little tracks, little roads, and there'll be side of the road. But here, it's not quite like that. It's just very exposed all the time. So if you're out on the bike or what have you, you have a headwind, you feel it, you know. It just seems to be about 100 times worse than it. Then do the ITV.
GRM0IQD. Yeah, I can understand that. I do know about the cats as well. I think I spent a month down on roads back in about 1993, and there were so many wild cats there you couldn't believe it. All the locals called them Sue's Lackey, which I thought was quite amusing when they told us translated it means meat on a stick. Gary, I've not worked you on 12. I've done you from 20 to 10, but not on 12. So I hope you'll be able to do that sometime. And I can hear a few guys calling you, so I'm going to let you go. There's actually a guy, a 6 Yankee, in Jamaica calling you, Roger.
Yeah, sure. He's just emailed me. I just got an email from him, so I'm going to give him a call. But thanks for that anyway, dear Tony. And it's always great to talk back home as well. So I wish you best of luck, mate, and we'll catch you further down. I hope we'll catch you on 12. I do operate 12, but you know, it's just on and off on the band. 12 and 10 are open, so we'll hope to catch you then. M0IQD, 74GR, 73's, mate.
Yeah, 73's, Gary, thanks for being there, and hopefully we'll work on 12 soon. Z4GR, M0IQD, bye-bye.
6 Yankee 5, Hotel Mexico.
Delta Oscar 1, Tango Lima Radio.
6 Yankee 5, Hotel Mike. 6 Yankee 5.
6 Yankee 5, Hotel Mexico.
Italy Vito 3, Germany, Whiskey X-Ray.
5 Hotel Mike, you copy?
6 Yankee 5, Hotel Mexico.
6 Yankee 5, Hotel Mexico, you copy?
He is calling you, Gary.
Yeah, I'm not hearing him. I'm not hearing him at all. Unfortunately. But I did hear something, but before. But yeah, it was very, very weak. So I'll give him one last chance. 6 Yankee 5, Hotel Mexico.
6 Yankee 5, Hotel Mexico.
Yeah, I've got you here. Yeah, you're about 3 and 5. 3 and 5, QSL.
Six
6 Yankee 5 Hotel Mike, you have 3 and 5, 3 and 5 to QSL, to copy? 6
Yankee, he's calling
you
forward. 6 Yankee, he's calling you forward.
Yeah, Gary, I've got a Q on WhatsApp. I'll pass on the report for him, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, that's fine, mate.
And there's a YL station from the USA calling you as well. 73, mate.
73, mate, all the best.
Mike Zero, Norway, Kilowatt Radio.
Yeah, two seconds, G station, Mike Zero station, 2 seconds. 6 Yankee 5 Hotel, Mike, did you get my signal report? 5 and 3, QSL.
6 Yankee 5 Hotel, Mexico. 6 Yankee 5 Hotel, Mexico.
Yeah, I copy you. 6 Yankee 5 Hotel, Mexico. Zulu Charlie 4, Golf Review.
You're 5 and 3, you're 5 and 3, 5 and 4 in Jamaica. The 6 Yankee 5 Hotel Mexico, over.
Yeah, no problem, thank you. I'll have you the log, mate. All the very best. And thanks for being patient there. 73.
Watch my report, please.
Mike Zero Station.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Mexico Zero, November Kilo Radio. Norway Kilowatt Radio. 5858, over.
I'm in train to get my report. What's my report? 6Y5HM.
Solid here. I think we've watched it before. My log is a bit slow today. On FT8, we've worked before on FT8, but I think this, yeah, definitely first time on QRZ. You're in Norfolk there, Thetford. I used to be a member of the King's Lynn Radio Club, actually, Andrew, about 20 years ago, so when I was based at Marham. M0NKR, ZT4GR.
Yeah, Roger, yeah, no problems, Gary. That's a bit before my time, I think. I'm a member of NARC, Norfolk Amateur Radio Club, so that's my local club. I have visited King's Lynn a few times. I can hear the 6Y keep calling. Zulu Charlie 4 gave you 5 and 3 if you're copying me, so that was your report to you, 6 Yankee 5. 5 and 3 from Zulu Charlie 4. But yeah, a good signal here, 5 and 8, 58. Running here, ICOM 7610, 400 watts and 2 elements up at 60 feet. Just got the tower back up yesterday after the storms. And I think we've got wind forecast around about 40 mile an hour for the next couple of days, I think, as well. So having fun. Zulu Charlie 4, GR, M0, NKR.